Morning. Our first song will be 536.
There is a habitation built by the living God for all of every nation who seek that grand abode. Oh, Zion, Zion, I long thy gate to see. Oh, Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee? A city with foundations firm as eternal throne, no wars nor desolation shall ever move a stone. Oh, Zion, Zion, I long thy gate to see. Oh, Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee? No night is there, no sorrow, no death and no decay, no yesterday, no morrow, but one eternal day. Oh, Zion, Zion, I long thy gate to see. Oh, Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee? Within its pearly portal, angelic armies sing, with glorified immortals, the praises of its King. Oh, Zion, Zion, I long thy gate to see. Oh, Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee?
Please stand. Our dear God and Father which art in heaven, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for another day and giving us to, as your people, to come here and worship you the way your word wants us to worship, in spirit and truth. Help us do that from our hearts and have our minds on being here and listening to the message and praying and singing and giving back to you and taking the Lord's Supper, all describing your word as things we must do and to please you and should want to do and do it in love. God, we ask you to be if Dave Hall is going through a lot and not feeling well this morning, be if him, Rosa. Thank you for Diane getting back and help her heal and going through a lot of pain and things. One member, Jim Lanning's family, going through a lot, give them strength. Be if all the sick, Father, on our prayer list, so many. We help Bonnie, our new convert, be strong and bless her and help her want to serve you and obey you and help us also want to help her in any way we can. Be if the taller of her family and comfort them who lost a loved one. And we pray that you'll be with them. Forgive us for our sins, God. And if there's anyone here this morning who needs to put on the Christ and baptism, that they have an opportunity to do so. Might not have it tomorrow. We pray for that. And forgive us of our sins in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. 537. As you all know, this is on video, or people's listening to this, please sing out and help along. that they just don't hear me singing. 537. Also, the scripture reading this morning is Ernie's going to deliver the lesson. We thank him for taking the opportunity to do this. It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. 5:38. Or 5:37. Excuse me.
What a song of delight in the city so bright will be wrapped up neath heaven's fair dome. How the ransom will raise happy songs in his praise when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come. There'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. As we sing here on earth songs of sadness or hurt, 'tis a foretaste of rapture to come. But our joy can't compare with the glory out there when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come. There'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. Having overcome sin, hallelujah, amen, will be girded in that land o'er the foam. Every heart will be light, and each face will be bright when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come. There'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home.
Song of invitation be 5:38. Turn over to Ern.
I'm going to do something a little different today. This has got a little bit to do with my sermon, so you know it. What's Crazy Ernie doing? And that's pretty much what it is, Crazy Ernie. Jim, are the monitors up? Nope. Okay. Well, this worked, but now it's not. Well, okay. Be John 13, what Tom just read for us. With our society and our government.
And that's the reason me walking up backwards, because it surely seems like our society and our government has things backwards at times. Making laws against God's moral ways, laws that permit abortion, gay rights, and the possibility of reading the Bible in public being called a hate crime. These are things that we have to worry about, think about, and we have to stand up and say, no, we are right, and understand why we're right, because it's the moral thing to do. It's the right thing to do. We all have left our government literally fall apart within itself because we have not stood up and hollered and shouted, jumped up and down, screamed like a little 2-year-old not getting his way. And we really should have done that years ago. And that's just, we're going to have a big battle to get our country and our society to understand and turn back to God and God's ways. Whoops, went too far. Now, kids, this is something you're going to enjoy. Y'all have a homework assignment. Sometime this week, take and read chapter 18 of Leviticus. It's going to help us understand what the meaning of abomination is. And we need to understand that abomination is nothing good about it. Because most of chapter 18 is in a total abomination to God. And we do not want to be counted in as being an abomination to God. We need to strive to overcome abomination. We need to be well-pleasing to God. There's nothing gay about sexual sinful acts that mankind commits, even if the government says it's lawful. It is still sin in God's eyes. People saying that a little year and a half, 2-year-old child, he picks up a doll baby and starts playing with it, and the mother's, oh, he wants to be a girl. Let's change him. I'm sorry. That's just absolutely crazy. That's even crazier than I am. And it's just not right. A year and a half old, 2-year-old child, they don't have any idea what sex is. They don't even know what they are. They might know that they're a boy or a girl, but that's it. They don't understand anything else about it. And some adults, I really think this should be required of some people, that they should have an intelligence test before they're allowed to reproduce. We have a young couple across the road from us. They've got a nice big yard out there. And this lady will take her little child out. He's probably about a year and a half, 2 years old. And instead of taking him out in the yard and letting him play out in the yard, she takes him out and sets him in the street to play. It's like, we always considered more of an alley, but it is actually a city street. And cars go down it all the time. But she'll leave this little toddler out there running around in the street. It's like, what's wrong with you, lady? I mean, I don't know, maybe her mom dropped her and bumped her on her head too hard. I don't know. But I mean, this is just some of the observations that I have from a Perry County point of view. Most of us, if we had just an eyedropper full of common sense, it would go so far. People don't seem to understand what common sense is anymore. This is, talk about abortion for a few seconds here. Larry, he had such tremendous amount of energy against abortion. And it is a terrible thing, unless it saves the life of a young mother so that she can so that she and her husband can live and raise her children together in a Christian home. Brenda and I were faced with that years ago. When Wendy was born, Brenda had, they called it then, toxemia. And for 3 days, we didn't know if Wendy would live. And that's rough. The doctor, after we became pregnant with Holly, Brenda's doctor said that we may have to make that decision someday. Thankfully, we did not have to make that decision. Everything turned out well. And so thankful for that. Because to make a decision like that at a young age, it's a horrible thing to try to do. We are so thankful that we did not have to make that decision. On gay rights, this is our founding fathers of this nation. They risked their lives that we would be free from the rule of England. And England was a king, or more like a dictatorship, shall we say. The founding fathers had several thoughts about homosexuality, and they wrote many letters about this. Most of their thoughts was that gays should be hung straight out, right out, no, given any chance, just go out and hang them. They did not deserve to live. A little cruel, maybe, but if they do live, maybe they will see the error of their way and repent and become a normal human being. Homosexuality to God is an abomination. He does not like it. He thinks it's horrible, and we need to respect God's word on that. A while back, I was watching on the internet, this thing had people with different features or different things in their life that made them different. Had this one guy, he was a very hairy individual. Some people used to call people like that werewolves and all kinds of crazy things, but it's just one of those things that make him different, naturally. Then there's a couple of these other people on this, and this one guy, he had spent several thousand dollars. He had himself tattooed green. And it wasn't a pretty green either. He'd spent several thousand dollars having his tongue split so he could be like a lizard. Another lady had spent several thousand dollars having plastic surgery to make herself look like a cat. I'm sorry. Our society is kind of losing sight of what's important here. I'm not real in love with lizards unfortunately, I know lots of people do like cats, but I'm not a cat lover either. And I don't really want to look like a cat. Sometimes I don't understand what people are thinking and doing. We need God's providence. We've been having this on Wednesday night, and I really quite impressed with the man that presents this lesson. He has brought so much to light for me. different things I've not really thought about. There's a few things that we need to think about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Few things we need to know about the devil. Jim's got a thing with Don Blackwell coming up sometime where he will be talking about hell and the things of the devil. The devil is a liar, and he has two of these biggest lies, and it's to deceive us in the biggest and best way. The biggest one, or the number one, I think, is you have to be perfect before you can become a Christian. Sorry, that's not how it works. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need to become a Christian. We only had one perfect person on this world, and the world put him on a cross, and he died. And he died for us. The second biggest lie that the devil will tell us, you have to know everything about the Bible that there is to know. I'm sorry, but that is a big whopper. If you take and look, see what happened on the first day of Pentecost in Acts 2, verses 38. Those people in Jerusalem, they had been around and seen Jesus and knew who he was. But they didn't know everything about the Bible. And their question was, men, brethren, what shall we do to be saved? To be forgiven of what we've done? God loves each and every one of us as individuals. Each of us are different from one another. We all have different likes, different tastes, different. Some of you folks probably don't know everything, but most of us like pizza. But me, I really enjoy pizza with a glass of chocolate milk. Always have. Brenda's always turned up her heels and kind of, ooh. But I really enjoy chocolate milk and pizza, but I just enjoy chocolate milk. But that makes me quite different. And hopefully none of you other folks have anything crazy like that too, but I'm sure we do. We receive a lot of strength from being different. It helps us to be that individual that we need to be, the individual we need to be for God. We need for us to receive the strength from God that we need to believe, repent, confess that Jesus is God's Son, be baptized, and be faithful. We have some people in this audience who have not done that yet, but when they do, they are going to be such a good Christians that it will be such a wonderful blessing for this church. And if there's ever anything this church could do to encourage you or anyone else, let us know. Let us help you. It's such an easy blessing to take and be a Christian. If anyone has any need, please come forward while Tom leads us in song.
Lies from land.
We prepare our minds to take the Lord's Supper. We'll turn to 160. I want to thank Ern for the fine lesson this morning. Appreciate it. Please turn to 160.
He gave his life from sin to sin. Glad to get you one.
I did take my little headpiece off. Now, I don't have that confidence. I can holler back and tell Jared, "Beam me up, Jared." But Tom just led us in song here. Jesus loved us first. And that is such a wonderful feeling that someone was willing and loved us so much that he was willing to give his life for us. Nothing more, a friend to give his life for a friend is one thing, but for a person to give his life for a stranger is a quite different thing. But God did know us, and he's known us from the beginning. And we have so much to be thankful for his love that for us, that he died for us to set us free from sin. We have such a blessing in that. We come around this memorial feast, very simple feast, a piece of bread and some pure grape juice. Some of the purest things that man has in existence for survival of his body. We need to be thankful for that Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. Let us give thanks for the bread that represents his body. Dear Lord, we thank you for your Son, for your love, your mercy, and your grace, for all that you do for us on a day-to-day basis. We are so thankful for your Son. Bless this bread that represents his body that was given on the cross for us. Help us always be mindful of his sacrifice for us. Thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Dear Lord, we thank you for your Son's his precious blood that was shed on the cross for each and every one of us. Bless this fruit of the vine that represents his blood. Dear Lord, help us be better Christians, better examples. Help us always keep in memory of the sacrifice Jesus paid for us on the cross. All this we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another act of worship service, this being a convenient time, is the offering, as we give back to God some that he has blessed us with, and God has so richly blessed us. We have such a beautiful day, a nice building to meet in, and I will say this, we have nice company to be with one another. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you come out to worship with us. Let us go to God in prayer and thanks. Dear Lord, we humbly come before you. We thank you for all that you do for us. You so richly bestow blessings upon us. You bless us richly. Help us to be a cheerful giver as we give back to thee, dear Lord. We thank you for the blessings of life that you give us.
Please forgive us when we fall short. Help us be better Christians, better examples. Dear Lord, please forgive us again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark, do you have announcements?
I'd like to welcome everyone to our Sunday morning worship service, and I'd like to thank everyone for coming and be able to hear. And of course, we heard a fine lesson from Ernie, and thank him for the lesson he brought us this morning. Also, of course, we want to remember all the ones on the prayer list, and the list is pretty lengthy in here in the bulletin. We're glad to see that Diane Jones is with us this morning, and she was telling us that she's going to be getting a permit cast on her arm there, and we was kind of joking with Ernie and told Ernie to watch out because she wanted to use that sometime, so we kind of warned him a little bit beforehand. So, but also we got to remember Dave Hall. He's going through his rehab and doing different things for his stuff. But of course, he's not with us this morning because he's not feeling well. So we'll remember that. Of course, Mary Shepherd's not here. Tom was telling me she's not feeling very well today. So remember her also. Of course, we'll remember all of our Bible studies going on. Sunday morning, we're doing the Book of Daniel. The ladies are doing on the phone. They're doing First Chronicles. So... of course, then on Wednesday night, we're doing Proverbs on the video. So we'll remember there's three different Bible studies, and I encourage you to take in part of them and be part of it. Of course, Holly also has in here about the Wednesday night primary class. They're in the month of September. Their lesson topic will be paying the price. So that's what they're studying back here in the back on Wednesday nights. Of course, we have our house-to-house pamphlets, and I know there's several in the back. I'll encourage people to take some with you and hand them out. Let them know that they invite them to services to come here. Of course, we have the technology center that's up and running. If there's any questions or anything like that, get with Jared. Jared loves to be able to give you a tour, kind of like show you what he's been doing. That way we kind of get to understand what's going on. Of course, there's all kinds of different things going on in different area congregations around us, especially for us here in New Lex. We're going to be having a gospel meeting coming up with Mark Tonka here October the 6th through the 8th. And that's going to be on, we have Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And they're going to be Sunday evening and Monday and Tuesday nights is going to be 7 p.m. So I encourage you to come for that. Of course, like I said, in the bulletin, Holly has the different area churches that we know of, the different things that's going on. She's got them in the bulletin. Also, at our house here, the Randolph's residence, our house, we're on September the 21st on a Saturday. We're going to be having a patio praise there at our house from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And of course we're having some light refreshments and we're going to be singing some songs. So I encourage you to come out for that. I believe that's everything I have. Is there anything that maybe I've overlooked? Or of course we want to remind the ones in the back, also the cards in the back, to make sure you sign them before you leave if you haven't done that already. I encourage you to do that. Yeah, Jimmy.
I've been trying to do this for quite a while. I would like to know our average age in this congregation. What it is the flag to let you know about how difficult it's going to be to continue this church here in the future, 20 years from now, 50 years from now. I'd like to see that happen in the Lord's will. But I will be trying to do that later on. I'm not going to do it today. Now I started that way before I got sick. Yeah, things I've dealt with this year. Now you see in a red sheet of paper, now put your age on it, I'll average this out. It gives us an indication. And please keep inviting people to church to talk to anyone that would want a Bible study with us. we have to do that. And that's what we need to continue preaching the truth to the rest of this country.
No problem. Yeah, Tom.
Remember Todd's family. Yep. For those who didn't know, Todd was restored. He drifted away from church for a long time. And last day, Sunday afternoon, he restored. If the children want to hear things of becoming a Christian, who obeying the gospel, he'll put it off. Please, you just go to the Christian.
Sure. If there's nothing else, I'll ask you to stand, and Tyler's going to do our closing prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you, thanking for you for the opportunity to congregate, study your word, and sing these songs unto you. God, we ask you to continue to be with those that are unable to be with us today, dealing with various illnesses and health conditions. Please continue, we pray for Dave as he recovers from his illness, and be with Rosa and with Diane Jones as she recovers from her surgery. And Lord, please be with the Tolliver family as they mourn the loss of Claude. God, please be with us as we go our separate ways, that we're able to stay strong in the times of temptation. And when we fall short, Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.